It's beginning to look a lot like Dust Bowl. Sentries everywhere.
We are trapped inside our spawn. We have Ulgus, so move on. There are lots of snipers, so beware.
It's beginning to look a lot like Dust Bowl.
Stick is on the floor.
They explode without a doubt, flying giblets all about. And we've lost for sure.
Our heavies are burning and points we're not earning while rockets shoot through the zone.
Syringes are flying and scouts they are dying and kukris cut through the bone.
The countdown clock is running out and we are getting owned. It's beginning to look a lot like Dust Bowl.
Soon this match will end. Can't hope for overtime.
This beating should be a crime.
Our turn to
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Radio Redux. I'm your host, Archange UK, joined once again from the bed.
I'm working.
Yeah, she's working there. It's the wife, it's the missus. Say hello, Echo Hawk. I think they can just about hear you.
Yeah, they can hear me.
Yes, welcome to episode of Radio Redux. Only two shows to go in the series after this.
Well, then when do we start back up after Christmas?
Oh, who knows? None may know the comings and goings of Radio Redux, least of all the people who run the station.
I got you there.
So
basically you don't know.
No, not really. I thought it might be a good idea to have Rex up again first before we started talking about the radio.
That's probably true.
Radio shows.
I mean, we're backlogged enough, so. I'm giving
Blake Draco a reindeer tail. I should explain that she's not actually nailing a reindeer's tail to Blake Draco.
Oh,
this is not the case in any way, shape, or form. There is no nailing involved between Blake Draco and Draco Hall.
That's not right.
At all. Anyway. Oh, yes. This show isn't PG-13, because there's no such thing as PG-13 in this country, so we don't actually... We space wonder why Drenox was saying it was a PG-13 show.
Oh, God,
we'll
talk about that.
Oh, yes.
People are having kids at that age these days, so get with the times, man.
That's not Dreadnought's fault. That's the rating system.
No, that's not even his rating system.
Incidentally, this radio show isn't actually available in Germany.
Why?
Because it's just it might encourage people to be violent.
I see.
To such a degree that.
Well, then some mother's going to complain, and we're going to be banned in the States too.
Yeah. The thing is that it's not our fault, really. The shop should be enforcing this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not our fault if people listen to it. It's not our fault if people get their mothers to buy the show and then listen to it. That's not our fault.
I got my dad to buy me a katana.
Your dad to buy you a katana?
I don't have that katana.
I was going to say, where is this katana? Because I haven't seen
it. It's still in the States.
Still in the States.
Yes.
Fail.
Not a
you didn't bring a katana with me. I could have had a katana in my house, and you failed. What are we going to do in the zombie apocalypse?
I didn't want to go through
customs. Zoe!
With a katana. Don't break Blake's mind on the show. He's supposed to be doing notes.
He is supposed to be doing notes, and I hope he is. Hello to everyone in the chat room, incidentally. We're not going to spend ages... Well, actually, we might do. We might spend ages trying to get someone in as a guest. Alternatively, we could wait till tomorrow.
What do you mean?
When we've got a guest.
Possible.
We need to record. The next show is probably going to be recorded.
Well, if it's not recorded, then it might have a recorded segment.
Might do.
Instead of the whole thing, because I don't really want to talk for 2 more hours tomorrow, or at least listen to you talk.
Blake has just messaged me several things.
What did he say?
Number one is a message that Ram the Dragon sent him, which was Reindeer Blake wants.
She's gonna love it.
And then
she's in a box.
The next part was I effing hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
Oh, because you broke his brain again.
It's so easy to do. It's fun.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about brains and breaking later, incidentally. But mainly mine, sadly. Starting up the show, we had the Dead Workers Party with until a point it's beginning to look a lot like Dust Bowl. Because it's winter! It's December time!
It's not... You call it winter. It's not winter till it snows.
It's not winter till it snows. So if it never snows, it's not winter.
It's just a long autumn. Mm-hmm. A long, cold autumn.
This from a member of the country that, you know, is somehow ruling the world.
I'm not ruling the world.
Yeah. If it never snows, you're not winning.
Not in my book. That's just me.
So if you live in Iceland, yeah, where there's no trees, and I mean no trees at all, does that mean there's never an autumn?
I don't know.
Please beware, if you say fall at any time, for that period.
I
he will be disowned.
Yeah, you keep saying it, that.
Mm-hmm. We can't fall because, like, the leaves fall off the trees.
Like, totally.
It's like, they so cover the mall. I hate those trees. Yeah, expect the general level of Echo Hawk related interaction here.
Oh my gosh!
If I shut up, then you would have to talk because we're on a show.
That's true.
Yeah, logic fails again.
My logic is impenetrable.
My logic is impenetrable! And then the other track was The Lightless Black from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity.
I thought it was somehow
appropriate bearing on the title of the show. This week. But there's only a few left.
I hope I get at least halfway done.
Erfart says that his sword is bigger than yours.
I don't.
And apparently has a 1.5 meter blade.
I think mine might be.
Erfart, you stop boasting.
I haven't seen my blade in 3 years. So
you haven't seen your blade in 3 years?
No, it was kind of taken away.
They didn't
want me chopping
helped.
My brother up with it. Don't fake
they
it.
They're not chopping your brother up with it. Oh, I understand. So we're in the Christmassy mood.
Well, I mean, the tree's up and shit's going up.
Yeah.
And right now I'm drawing something relating to Christmas.
Relating something to Christmas. Well, that actually answers Annie Galvanto's question, which is what you're drawing, Echo.
Yeah, so. But I'm probably not going to be done with it until Christmas.
Until Christmas next year.
Shut up.
How's that comic coming along, Becky?
Which comic?
The giant comic. That was supposed to be SOS09. How's that going on?
You know, it didn't happen because of other events. It will happen before SOS10 if you decide to put it up there, because if you decide to go. If it even happens, etc.
Dun dun dun.
I'm not saying anything, but
Artie Fox says that, damn, my blade's only 1 meter.
Why is everybody measuring their swords against one another? It's so gay!
Whatever you say.
I'm sorry, I had to do it. I had to, you know, point out the...
Rina Kargi's left to go to church.
Cool. That's what I used to do. I got back from church, so it would be two in the afternoon right now, back in Kentucky.
In Kentucky. Well, after nearly four series, we'll be using the Christmas version of You Know It Rocks. And after four series, I finally realised that I could rename it You Snow It Rocks, and it'd be just to get another pun. Yeah. It took me like nearly 4 years, basically, to realise that I could transplant the word no with the word snow, and thus make it slightly more Christmassy.
Awesome.
I suck so much.
You do.
Speaking of sucking so much, let's go talk to the people in the IRC.
Oh!
Oh! Did I do that? Yes, I did. Erfart is not that kind of sword.
See? Sure.
It's
whatever.
A bastard sword.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it with two hands. Starting with the bottom, we have the DJ, Zen. But Zen knew that Zen was going to have his name read then.
Because he's good? I don't know. Maybe because he had it at the bottom of the list instead of underscore.
DJ, not the DJ, but if a DJ does a radio show and doesn't look at the IRC, does it still make a sound?
Of course it does. Most people don't have IRCs.
White!
Good lord.
He could be because someone should gather the tails fans. And what? Gas them? Or something?
You say
gas. Actually, that's a good idea. We should make them together. We could push them together to encourage breeding, because we need more tails fans.
That's one way to put it.
Force breeding on them.
Oh, yeah. Now that just reminds me of the bizarre advert where somebody wanted to preserve redheads, and they pushed redheads together in a redhead place after a redhead name thing. Redhead this.
It was a very redneck idea.
No, it was redhead. Redhead.
Yes.
Not neck. It was just very odd. Does it make sense? I heard it somewhere from like a Match.com.
I was going to say that a large percentage, I think, of the Tails fans out there are actually gay. And that's not me just saying, you know, well, Tails fans are gay. A large percentage of those I know are actually gay. In fact, one of the few ones I know who's straight is Vija.
Yeah, that's what I was about.
So that means there's going to be a massive array of female Tails fans wanting to check out Vija. Why are you giggling? That's fantastic.
That's funny. There's your big Santa belt.
See, it's like, I'm gay. It's one of the things I'm actually quite proud of, actually, with the community. That it's got a very, very...
community.
It's got a very strong and active gay and lesbian community, which I think is great.
Well, it's good not to have to hide shit like that.
No, I think that's awesome. And it's certainly something that I've pointed out to not the high-ups, but certainly what's and just gone, well, you know. Someone's asked me, like, the composition of the community. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, well, actually, we've actually got quite a good...
A nice mix. Yeah.
Lesbian, bi, and gay. I think that's a very healthy mix, actually.
Yeah, I think that's good that, you know, that kind of tolerance should be built no matter where you
are. We kind of stopped before we got to Vija, actually, on the name. But so, wives at Vija, Herfart, who is not a Tails fan.
Ever.
Like, Herfart hates Tails. Herfart has a dartboard and a Tails plush, like, crucified on the back.
Aww.
He's evil. Someone who isn't evil at all is Turbo, and he deserves much love.
Why does he deserve much love?
Because he's Turbo, damn it.
Besides that factor,
Turbo is awesome. Many people agree that Turbo is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The Joiner, who is also awesome. Taliku, who is beyond the realms of awesomeness.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
STK, who has his own kingdom. Stiv, I don't even have to express just how this is like the back slapping hour or something. Stiv is Stiv, therefore it's just wah, amazing.
He's one
Sonic AD. Sonic AD, who has an entire period of time named after them. Nice. They're 2009 years of Sonic AD. It's impressive. SMX, who's at church. SJSSF. Or SJ. That's what SJ stands for. San Jose. Do you know the way to SJSSF? Shadow Chan Shades Saint Tick, who is a sort of Christmas creepy crawly bloodsucker. Rye Hedge, who I've never come across before, but hello Rye Hedge. Ringtail Fox, Pro Lagger. Pico Pico, Miss McCookies, who's hanging around all the time now, which I'm very pleased. New listener, San Jose Sharks, Foxboy Mixers. Mars Prower, Luke Man, Little Lee here, Kitsune, Jacob, who's away. Jacob's always away.
Yeah,
Jacob was one who was like, hanging around when Radio Redux on. Now he's never all here.
I blame
Dreadnoughts.
Of course you would.
So, well, you would. If I didn't, you would.
Not today.
Oh. Well, he gets a pass today, does he? Sven gets a pass today. Where was I? Gilda, who is asleep. So we're going to very appropriate for him. Gavi. Who is Gavi?
Mm-hmm.
Gavi has two V's in his name.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Do I see?
If he just put a W there, it'd be more effective somehow. More economical. Maybe. You can save the planet, Gavi. You can save the planet by reducing the amount of letters in your name.
Yes, he reduced his carbon footprint.
Gavi. Gavi. Foxboy Mick, Fly Fox. Piney Galantor, D'Artagnan, Kong, Call, Hedgehog, Blue Crusader, Arctic Fox 04, hello Arctic Fox 04, I haven't seen you for a while, Alpha Claw 11, AUK's Nassar, MK, Blitz Christmas, oh I like what he's done there. Yeah. That's what is good. Biafra, who is asleep.
all these people fall.
And Chambot, because Dreadnux and T-Bird and the rest have buggered off. So.
Dear Lord. Honestly.
Yes, Roy Hedge says it should be peconomical with the truth, so pico should just be like pico squared. SMX says I take it that Rearix hasn't started yet.
No, fail! Fail points, Rearix.
Certainly has.
I'm not sure who you think your usual Radio Redux host is.
Yeah, this is Radio Redux with your amazing host,
not Smith.
who would be the most least likely host of Radio Redux? Tristan! We've got host Tristan.
Oh,
it's the end of all things.
I don't think he really likes Sonic anymore. I think he hates Sonic.
At least, I don't know, it would be his Tweaker. Tweaker. Instead of doing the Sonic Retro podcast.
Oh dear.
Alright. SMX had Winamp on mute. Oh dear.
Bummer.
Don't worry, it might have been a better show that way, actually. Anyway, we are going to have the music.
Why do you adopt accents at random?
Because I have wandering accent syndrome.
Really?
Yeah.
Along with your other...
Yeah, we'll get on to my other allergies and...
You have allergies? Oh my god, what are you doing?
I meant to say ailments. Well, unfortunately, one of the things of it is that I seem to be saying words that aren't the words it's supposed to be. It's like when we're playing Left 4 Dead, and there's like a smoker in front of me, and for some reason I'll say it's a tank or something random like that.
And then they're prepared for something.
Yeah,
like, God damn it!
I don't know why I'm doing it. It's quite obviously that. And, yeah.
It's probably another.
Anyway, we'll get on to why what's going on with that. Yeah, Rex is being slow. What's going on? I don't know.
When your back is turned and you're doing the radio.
My back is
turned,
radio turn, yeah. Like, we haven't lost the stream.
Probably not.
It might have done.
That would suck a bit.
Indeed, it might suck lots. Oh well.
We're still recording technically.
Yeah. Can people still hear us?
If you can give us a nod, that'd be good.
If you can give us a nod, that'd be good. Somebody in the chat told me.
That you fail. What?
Can you? Yes, Vija nods. That's good.
Alright, fair enough. That's a good one. We'll take it.
Oh, crikey.
What's up?
So I'm trying to randomly get. Oh, there we go, we got it back again. Yeah, I've been having this continuous thing at the moment with the computer, and it's just annoying the crap out of it. Yes, with part of the Christmas, we've got the Sonic Rex Christmas skin up.
Yay.
The last hurrah of that skin version before it disappears.
I need to get a RAM pick so I can actually put RAM in the box.
Put RAM in the box?
Yes, she's in a box. Being a ninja or something.
It's RAM in the box, she's being a ninja, okay. Let me just grab this for you.
She's in the back.
That's what she looks like.
Ooh.
Indeed, she looks awesome. Awesome cold.
Just, I might yell at you, give me RAM again. So I can see it as a reference.
Yeah, everyone's confirming now that we can still hear.
Alright, no, that's good.
It can still be heard. But let's have a look at the listener requests. SDK wants what I'm made of.
We've already played that though.
Oh no, Michael Jackson confirmed for Sonic Heroes music. That's the Bee Gees, actually. Bee Gees confirmed for the Sonic Heroes music.
Oh, dear. No, there's gotta be... You gotta...
Try to reach inside me!
We did that one. We did that one. We did it already. We did it, like, 2 weeks ago.
Have you done that?
Yes!
So is that somebody not doing their job?
No, I meant we didn't do it from the list. We did it like we played that song recently.
Oh, that's fine. We'll have this machine on then.
That's we haven't
done in a while. It's a little known fact that the original singers of This Machine were in fact the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No one apparently believes anything I say anyway, so I might just lie through my teeth every 5 minutes.
Nice.
Because. Oh, wondrous peoples! I love the current main story on Sonic Stadium, which is like, Soul confirmed Richard Jakes is still it. Just never mind the fact that earlier in the topic, I just went, Richard Jakes is still involved.
Thanks a lot.
Now, completely ignore me. I don't count apparently anymore. So sod it. Soul can do all the fucking work. I don't care. Right. SMX is a fantastic question, which I look forward to asking Echo Hawk later. Sherry Fox says,
what
can you play some Sonic
3? What question is that exactly?
It's a bizarre one.
Yeah.
Sherry Fox says, asks if we can play some Sonic 3D Blast, and I'm all up for that. Let's see. Actually, we're going to play Blissful Eruption, which is a remix of Sonic 3D Blast.
That sounds like a very dodgy song. Blissful Eruption.
It was created by some remix called Libro. Don't know who that was. But that's coming up now. And we'll be back after break. Get your questions in, peoples! Get the questions in for us, and we will endeavour to answer them in the time we have left.
What time we have left?
The time we have left!
Is somebody coming on at 8:30?
No, but Top Gear's on earlier. So I think everyone would kind of appreciate us getting off.
OMFG, Top Gear, LOL. That's
LOL. Top Gear's getting rubbish.
Yeah, it really is.
Which is worrying.
Which is why I don't even watch it like live anymore. It's just kind of gone. It's in the hole.
It's in the what?
It's in the hole.
It's in the hole.
Yes.
Is that some sort of saying that I don't know?
Like if you it's really in. Suck at golf. And you finally make the shot, you're like, it's in the hole! And you get all dramatic about it and shit. So, it's not really a proper saying, it's just something.
So, it's a saying for bad golfers.
No, it's a saying.
Is there any bad golfers in this chat?
It is a saying that people would say if there is great difficulty in getting something into something else that is, in fact, a hole. And they are very excited about their success and therefore say, it's in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
There. I don't think I could have explained that any more thoroughly, but...
If you insist,
It's just a priest, dear lord.
So, Judy and Kay from Sonic Heroes, This Machine, Team Dark Theme, pulled up by Libro, who is someone or the other, we don't know who he is. I'm sure great things will happen to them in the future. With an Overclock remix, Sonic 3D, Blissful Eruption. Those come out for you now. We'll be back after these messages. And by messages, I mean songs.
Identity, the power that is me. We are dead. Radio Redux. Listener, the quest.
I say where, this probably should strike you as a little bit odd because I'm obviously not Kev, and that over there on the bed is obviously not me, so obviously something switched here, but Kev's got a bit of a headache, and so I'm gonna let him kind of have a little bit of a break while I sort of take over, sort of just go through the usual stuff, so you guys don't have to worry, the show's not gonna cut out or do anything ridiculous. But he's just over here, so he's still with us, don't worry. Anyway, so we are going to do questions. Questions and answers. Answers and questions. And Q&A, UK, even though you're over there and I'm here. Yeah, kind of like that. I don't know which... We've got like 50 tabs open, so I'm going to eventually find it or something. Oh, wait, you're on the wrong thing. That's right. Okay. That's fine. Let's see. Questions. Let me go get the questions. That probably would be helpful, wouldn't it? Hopefully all the stuff from last week is gone. So, dude, are you just taking something or something? I don't know, anything. Oh, dear. Alright. There they are. Okay, I found the questions.
And there's a couple of questions on tabs as well.
On the tabs. Yeah, I know they're on the what is it, the chat down there. Would it just be typical that I would lose everything? They're demanding that you stop getting headaches, but unfortunately... Well, is it fair? Can I just sort of explain it a bit? Yeah, thumbs up. Okay, well, here's a question that nobody's asked. Well, a couple of his friends have asked. But recently, he's been a bit under the weather. And not in the usual way, but we went into the doctor's, and apparently he's getting cluster headaches. Now, of course, Adam knows way too much about that for his own good, but for everyone else, it's just pretty much severe headaches is the short term of it. But it's enough that, you know, he needs to take screen breaks, he needs to, you know, lie down in the quiet and stuff like that. And, I mean, he's in a bit of pain, but he's not so much that, you know... He's all right. He's not in any too much bodily condition. He's just in a bit of pain, so you don't have to worry too much about him. But hopefully we'll figure something out so we get some treatment options. We'll figure that out on Wednesday. He's going to go to the doctor, and we'll see if we can get anything taken care of. So if you hear him groaning a bit, it's all right. He's got stuff going, and he'll recover here shortly. So, but it's all right. So... Somebody sounds like a noob. I hope he's not talking about me, because I usually don't do this kind of stuff. Oh, dear. Anyway, let's see. I guess I'll look at the tabs first. Is the SMX question was the one that I should answer? Nah, he's gone. He's taking a rest. Okay. I'm not sure. But I will look through these and I will answer what I can. And we'll see if Kev is up for any questions in a little bit here. Let's see. It's almost 8 o'clock, so I'm not going to be dilly-dallying too much for you guys. First question for technically both of us is, have you seen the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, which is the recent 2007 film? And the truth is, I haven't, but I do believe Kev has, but I'm not sure. All I just heard was there was kissing and everyone went ew, especially all the little kids, ew. So I could see that happening. Question number two, and this is from Darkness the Hedgehog. I apologize, Darkness. I did not just introduce you there. Both, have you had a friend or sibling ever got you hooked on something? Well, you can blame my brother for getting me on World of Warcraft. As far as him, well, his friends kind of get him into all sorts of things. So. I don't know. The next question, what would Darkness look like as a werehog? This is another Darkness question, but I'd imagine you'd be a bit bigger, a bit furrier, a bit more muscular, and probably slower. And maybe run on four paws, just for humor's sake. Next question. Did you know that Nickelodeon... Don't ask did you know questions and expect to get a straight answer, that's for sure. Did you know that Nickelodeon now owns the rights to Ninja Turtles? I'm certain that they do. And to me, did you ever try raising... I'm assuming that's Chow, not Choa, in SA2B. And I sort of did, but I did very poorly since I always got the Knight's Evil Chow instead of the Shadow Chow, which I wanted. And something just tweeted. Oh, dear. But yeah, nothing fancy. Joiner's got a question for Kev, but he's sleeping, so... Oh, dear, Talika, you want to ask for Kev's Skype number. Well, the thing is, I don't think he really uses Skype that often. I do, but I usually just sit on there and not do anything about it, so... I mean, you can technically get a hold of me if you're that ambitious. You should be able to look up... What is my Skype thing again? I think think it's just Echo Hawk like usual, but I'm not sure. So, if you're really that ambitious and you feel like talking to me instead of all the spam that typically comes through, then yeah, sure, by all means, you can look me up. I'm usually on most of the day, at least as far as UK time, and even sometimes into late nights. To me, Taliku asks, what's with the Kevin Joslin title for a future Radio Redux? I actually don't know. I'm pretty sure that has something to do with some sort of collaboration between the two, maybe a Skype conversation. You know, they've been talking a lot about different things, and they were just talking on the phone the other day, just chipper as ever. And it was kind of sweet, but Lord knows what they were talking about, because I wasn't paying attention. So maybe there's some sort of collab going on that I don't know about. He didn't really tell me, so. Third question is to both of us. Do Sven and Rory know about this? Well, I'd imagine Sven would probably know about this, since I suspect Kevin and Sven, since they just, you know. I'd go with that. To me, where in the world is CJMERL? CJ Merle, if that is Christopher something something English. I can't remember his middle names for the life of me. But that's a former member. I do see him occasionally on MSN, but I haven't seen him on the forums. I think he's doing his own forum thing, but he's a very old kind of Sonic Rex follower, and I haven't heard from him in a while, so. Jesus. And, of course, Mario Dude's back. Will you deny him any of his answers? Depends. I don't answer the heathen's questions unless the heathen bows down to my god and things like that. which is what I refer to anything Mario, because I'm just like that. I just don't appreciate those games as much as I could. Maybe. And, of course, who follows up but Mario Dude? But he's got some decent questions, so I'll answer. That's fine. That's fair. And they tacked my name on the end. I love it. Have you ever played Legend of Zelda? Which needs... You gotta watch your spelling there, honey. Well, Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker. And I have, but I did not complete the game because it was a bit long and I moved to the UK before I could complete it. It was a good game, but, you know, I think most people pretty much play most of the Zelda games except for the Spirit Tracks and stuff is gonna be... and... You know, the other DS games that they came out with that I can't recall the titles of. I just didn't really look forward to that kind of stuff. But I didn't miss much, apparently, so. Second question from Mario Dude is, did you know about the new Super Mario Bros. Wii? Now, that would be a more valid question to ask Kev, because he's in the business, but... Considering I didn't know Mario and Sonic at the Winter Games coming out for until about a week before it came out, that I wouldn't ask if I know about things, because typically I won't unless it's WoW related. So, nothing fancy to it. Do we have our Christmas stuff out yet? Yes, we do. Have you ever played Smash Bros. Melee? And then the next question is Brawl. And yes, I've played both of those. And then why does Echo hate me? I don't hate you. I hate what you believe and I hate what you stand for, man. But it's just, yeah, no, I'm kidding. Really, it's just no particular thing. Alright, well, I'm going to take a minor break because I'm going to check on Kev here and make sure he's doing alright. So, it just won't be much. I will put on some music here in a second. Let me decide that really quickly. Black Knight. I've enjoyed much Black Knight. I haven't finished the game because my sword swinging hand actually was quite sore from the first day. So, let's see. What do we got here? Let's do the With Me, which I believe is one of the final boss fight majigger thingies, musics, and let's go with something else. Poor thing. He's just waking up. I'm going to tend to you in a second here, Kev. We'll just take a little bit of a music break. So, alrighty. And I will follow it up with something else. It'll be a bit of a music break, and we'll be back right after that. So, we'll see how he's doing. All right, I will check back with you guys in a short bit. Enjoy!
You know, every world will have its end. I'm here to prove it all to you. I am
Alright, and we're back. Sorry about that. I was just kind of checking on him, and he's alright. He's back up with us again.
Hi.
Yeah, real enthusiastic there, honey. No, it's alright there. But he's okay. He was just going through a little headache. Nothing to worry about. But I guess poor Sophia, poor Ram the Dragon, has a little bit of a headache too, so we send her love. So, you know, we don't want everybody to be sick. We want everybody to be healthy. It's the happiest time of the year, not the sickest time of the year. With the SMX question here, is it possible for a poodle to give birth to a golden retriever? Was that directed for me? Was that mine?
I think so.
Well, the truth is, of course they could, but you'd either, if you did it by traditional breeding, or
that'd be a hell of a big poodle.
Well, no, it's not true. That's not the case. You can actually, they can give birth just fine, but unless you did a crossbreeding, then you'd get a poodle golden retriever, which is a gold, I think it's called the golder doodle or something. I can't remember what it's called, but something doodle, of course, because everything mixed with
a
poodle.
A goodle retriever.
A go doodle. Golden doodle. Golden doodle, that's what it's called. Okay.
Golden doodle.
But anyway, they could do that, or they could surrogate a poodle into having pups. So, I mean,
they could artificially inseminate a poodle with golden retriever.
Babies, basically. In order to get proper, unless you went the crossbreeding way. So yes, technically there is several ways for that. Why is that a valid question? I'm not sure, but
pretty important question. What's the chat room doing?
The chat room, golden doodle, something. Everybody's checking in there. They're all sympathizing with your headaches and making sure you're okay.
Some of them are.
Well, some of them are. Some of them are just chilling because they're listening to me, or probably, you know, fell asleep at some point. So it's nothing impressive, you know. It's just the usual. Nobody wants to listen to me. They want to listen to you! You have the soothing, suave voice that they long for in their everyday lives. Me, I'm just annoying.
Dear God, they've got problems.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so there's apparently a lot of people here, but they're surprisingly quiet considering.
There's a ridiculous amount of people in the chat.
It looks like we got Shadowfall, excuse me. And quite a few others have decided to join in. So, I mean, hi guys, thank you for coming. Thank you for.
Have you gone through the questions?
No, I've only gone through some of them. Then I decided to try and wake you up and see how you were doing. So, she will fly on.
You may want to.
Shadow Trans trying to make me feel better. I want to listen to you. No, you don't. No. If you really want to listen to me,
there's like concourses. I want to listen to you both.
Aww. Killing mushrooms. Earthheart, you're a rotten, horrible thing.
He's sleeping here somewhere, so it's probably not a good idea to start calling him names.
Oh, like it scares me. He fears me, damn it. Everyone fears me. No. Anyway, but yes, everybody.
We may want to answer these questions.
Yeah, we have
while
to be
I'm
quick.
Still here.
Well, that's one thing. Plus, we only have another about 15 minutes till Top Gear's on, so we'd like to wrap this up. And
me being here is probably more valid at this precise moment in time, I think.
Alright, fine. We'll have it your way. We did have a question for you from Darkness the Hedgehog.
Oh, good.
If you raised a chow, what would it end up looking like?
It would be white with dragon wings and two yellow horns, because that's exactly what my chow looked like every single time.
Oh, dear. It appears that Trippy had a Red Bull, which means she's probably wired. Trippy on a Red Bull is probably a small start to the apocalypse there. You know? Goodness gracious. Anyway, there was a bunch of both questions,
yeah,
but I just kind of took those out for myself. There was one from Joyner.
No, we can go through the both ones.
Don't worry about it. We had one from Joyner that was just to you. I see you got a new Echo Hawk counter. Is this some part of some plot to prevent her from saying anything at all?
Shh, you're giving the game away.
Yeah. And then Taliku was asking what your Skype number was, but I didn't think you
Skype
really used
doesn't
it.
Have numbers. They have
names. Yeah, they have names. That was one thing. So that's
I am not a number. I am a Skype user. I'm not even a Skype user. I don't really use it that much.
Yeah, no. But, they were asking, what's the Kevin Joslin title for? Because that's what they were asking.
For Future Radio, what was this?
I don't know. But
no, that was the last show. One of the last shows was the Kevin Joslin broadcast. Because it was one of those shows where Sven wasn't there anymore. So,
oh, right!
So I started
right.
it earlier.
I totally forgot.
And because the Sonic Hour only seems to even seem to be called the Sonic Hour anymore, it seems to be called the Sven Joslin Broadcast.
Yeah.
I thought it would be just fun to just call it the Kevin Joslin Broadcast
That's
and pretend.
Right.
Was there another one there I think I saw?
Did you know that David Wise will be doing an OC remix track for DKC2?
Donkey Kong Country 2. No, I'm not even sure who David Wise is.
Well, Achievement Horror another day.
I'll be good after Top Gear.
And a drink, probably.
Yeah. I've got some food in me.
That'll help as well. Get you
that'll
up
help there. As well. Don't you dare start reorganizing things. I'm going to do this.
Reorgan?
Word mumble, sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to. Mangus Garkhan. Am I saying that right? Mangus Garkhan.
Magus Garkhan.
Magus Garkhan. Alright, Magus.
Oh, Magus Garkhan.
Something. A question for both. What kind of ending do you prefer to a story? Be it for a game, novel, movie, etc. Do you like happy endings, sad endings? I can't say words.
P-Y-A-R-R-H-I-C.
Pyrrhic endings or another kind of ending. What kind of endings do you like to stories?
I'm quite a sap, so like I don't mind if it's a sad ending.
But you're gonna cry to it.
I admit I cry to sad endings of things. I don't mind that at all. It's like have some emotion about you for God's sake.
Is there a particular one that you like though? Is there a particular ending you kind of?
I like, if it's a romantic-y thing, I like it to be a happy ending. Probably the worst thing is to just like do a complete screw over
at the end. Yeah.
If you build up to something, then I kind of expect you to deliver on it.
Ooh. Or at least if you're going to turn it on its head, that you do it well. So I mean, it's nothing to worry about. I probably would prefer. I don't know. I like thought provoking stuff, to be honest. So it's not a big deal, but. Actually, I think just now, I hate to do this to you people, but I think we're going to cut it a bit short, and we're about 15 minutes before Top Gear, so you don't have to wait too long, so I do apologize. And for the rest of you lot that don't watch Top Gear, well, you can have your dinners or do whatever you're doing on your side of the world, because I think we're just going to cut it short, because Kev's kind of just not going to be able to continue. So I'm gonna take care of him though. He should be on Xbox later after some Top Gear and stuff like that. I'm gonna take care of dinner. I'm gonna take care of everything. And we may end up recording a show tomorrow. We'll see how that works out a bit. But for the time being, we're just going to cut it off here. I do apologize if that's inconvenient for anyone. And we will definitely see you next week, if nowhere in between. So we will always be about, and we wish you well on your your shopping days now. You're shopping for Christmas. You're getting ready to go, and you know, all the spending of the money that you probably don't have and all that. Anyway, congrats to everyone, and thank you for listening, and we hope you had a good time. We will catch you all later next week, same time, same place, and same couple of people, and hopefully everything will be a little bit better so we can actually finish the show properly. So it's not a big deal. He's all right. He's just relaxing on the bed a little bit. So with that, I've been Echo Hawk, he's been Archangel UK, and this has been Radio Redux. So we will catch you next time. Bye, guys. We'll